Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to the Art of Decluttering podcast. I am one of your hosts, Kirsty Ferrugia.
And I am Amy Ravel, and we are the Art of Decluttering. It is a joy for you to be with us. We know it's a joy for you to be with us because it's a joy for us to be with you. So let's all be joyful. Kirst, how are you going?
I am going much better than you are.
Yes, I'm still in lockdown in rainy, miserable Melbourne. They have just announced that we're coming out of the severe restrictions in 24 hours, 48 hours, but it doesn't look clear yet as to whether or not we can go back to servicing clients. So I've been in a bit of a stink of a mood because I just want to come back and serve people and be with our clients, and I'm eating chocolate. So if you hear me chewing, and it's pouring down with rain in the background, so Kirsty's sound, as always, will be perfect. My sound will have rain and possibly, if I get, you know, a bit cranky, eating chocolate.
And I think that is actually perfect what we're talking about today, because we're talking about binary decisions. So yes, no, black, white. Mm. And you love the black and white.
I live for it.
You need to know yesterday if you can go to work. And so it is so frustrating for you at the moment to be in this limbo that you are, that we as a business are in Melbourne. And so my heart is breaking for you because I know how much you really like the binary.
So let's talk. So today's episode is about binary decisions, and we're talking all things binary. But Kirst, what is binary for people that maybe haven't heard this term used before?
You came up with this idea, so you need to speak to what is binary.
I first came across the word binary when I was doing uni and we were learning about coding, like the 0-1 binary. So the concept being, and Kirst, I'm happy for you to Google it and correct me.
That's what I'm doing.
Oh, so brilliant.
You can hear me tapping away.
Yeah, I can. The concept being, it's yes or no. So at any given time, it's a 0 or a 1 when it comes to computing and programming and all that type of thing. And so in the world of professional organizing and decluttering, when we talk about binary, we're talking about two clear options with no in between that's gray. There's not a third maybe option. It's we want to talk in this episode about how to make decluttering easier by introducing binary decisions into the process for you.
Yes.
Kirst, does Dr. Google have anything better to say?
So a binary decision is a choice between two alternatives, mm-hmm. for instance, between taking some specific action or not taking it. Binary decisions are basic to many fields, according to Wikipedia or Google or wherever I am.
Computing and IT and decluttering, as will become clear today.
And Amy's
brain. And my brain. So when we talk about in the podcast for the last 4 years, we've talked about how Kirsty likes the grey. She likes all the ifs, buts, whats, whens,
the
hows,
nuance,
the nuance of everything.
Of the uniqueness of every situation.
And we've talked about how it's not that she sees the world in shades of grey, it's that she sees it as a rainbow. There's so many options.
Exactly.
Whereas the way that my brain works is I quite like black and white. I like being able to see the two decisions in front of me and quickly move forward on one of them. I don't want to know the nuances. I don't want to know all of the if, buts, whys, hows and whens around that. I just want to make it as clear as I can and then make a decision. And so with the way that our brains work differently, we know that there will be listeners whose brain works like mine. And so we thought, let's do an episode on binary decisions and how you can use it as a tool so that it's not restrictive, so that making binary decisions isn't about taking away options, but it's about simplification in the moment. So what we're not suggesting is every time you declutter, binary decisions are the best way to go. What we are saying is that sometimes when you hit that level of overwhelm,
yes,
binary decisions can be a great tool to implement to help you get out of the overwhelm. Is that a fair?
Come on.
Yeah?
Come on. I've been listening to some podcasts and one of my beautiful friends, Stacey, always, and she listens to this podcast, so shout out to you, beautiful woman. She always uses come on as an encouragement. So I want to say come on to you, because that's exactly it. Is there is definitely a place for black and white in this world, and there's definitely a place for black and white in your decluttering, particularly when you get to overwhelm,
mm-hmm,
or particularly when you don't know where to start. Like, binary decisions are really, really, really useful tools. So let's get cracking.
Yeah, and you will often notice, listener, when Kirsten and I give advice on where to start, how to start, I'll often just give you one thing, whereas Kirsten is much more likely to give you a breadth of answers and say you could do this or do this or do this, dependent on how you're feeling, what the situation is, where your emotions are at, where your body's at. So definitely both are important. It's just that today we're going to focus on binary, which I look, to be honest, is definitely the best, but I'll leave that up to each of you to decide.
And it is really helpful, really, really, really helpful. I can just see how much help this is going to be for people, and I'll tell you more as we go. So
awesome. So the way you can use binary decisions in your decluttering is reducing the amount of decisions that you have to make. So often what you see in kind of like decluttering, I was going to call it click art. What's it like, those, the images that you find, like stock images, there's always like four boxes, like the stay, the donate, the sell and the keep, or the whatever those things are, rubbish, donate, sell and keep. That's four decisions. So what we love doing is when we work with clients is we reduce their decisions down to binary, stay or go. And if it's going to stay, we put it aside to stay. But if it's going to go, what we're not asking our clients to do is say, should this be donated? Should this be sold? Should this be recycled? Should this go straight into the rubbish? Should it go to a specialist place that might need it? As the professional organizers, we can carry that. And so we say to our clients, stay or go. And then we decide, like we ask for their permission that we can decide what go looks like. And that can be one of the things that is quite overwhelming, is when you're decluttering on your own, you feel this pressure of donate, sell, rubbish, keep, rather than stay or go. Yeah. Expand, Kirst.
Well, yeah, just like it can be a really useful tool to just make a decision on, does it need to stay in my house or is it going? And then when, and then you've made that decision about that object, you're not at that point making a decision about where it is to go, because that can come later. It's just a decision right now about whether or not it's staying or going.
And when you're working with somebody else in your home, that might be a time for you to say, I need you to be making those. So it may not be a professional organizer, it may be your partner, and say, this area is tricky for me. All I want to do is decide stay or go, and then I'll let you decide on the rest. Or what you could do is just set up a go box, and you can make the decisions on what's going to happen with the things that are going after you've decluttered this really, you know, difficult area.
Yeah, it can then come down to another binary decision later. So you see an object, say you've picked up a vase and you're like, should it stay, should it go? No, don't love it anymore, it's going. At that point, you don't need to decide if you're going to sell it or donate. It can be a delayed decision. And then when you get to the background to that box, like, so then you go back to the rest of the room, keep making decisions about everything else in that room. And then when you get to the box of everything that's going, that's when you can go through and make another decision. Okay, is this worthy of my time to sell, or do I just take it to the op shop? Op shop, sell, op shop, sell, op shop, sell, op shop, sell. You know, and then if it's like, okay, op shop, then you can go, okay, is it a specific op shop? Like, am I going to specifically give it to, you know, is it, do I have a cause in mind that will take this specific item, or is it going to the local Vinnie's, Salvo's, Goodwill? You know, you can just remove having to make all those decisions at that one point where you're holding that vase. You can delay that decision till when you're getting to the next binary decision.
Brilliant. Yeah, so at every point you can split it into binary, and it just may mean that there's some more steps. If binary works for you, you may have to handle an item more than once. And if that works for you, that's totally fine, because that will help you get to where you want to be. I think what I love about binary decisions is it gets to the heart of the issue. So when a client, if we say stay or go, and they say, oh, put it aside, I'll make a decision later. And we say, that's not one of the options. It's stay or go. Now, not everybody responds to that very well. Some people like need to have a think about it later pile because they're building up their decluttering muscle. But I know that for me, it's like two decisions makes me settle on one, and there's no in between. And so you're not kind of tempted to err on the side of, because there's no side to err on, if that makes sense.
Yeah, you've got to fall one way or the other rather than sitting on the fence.
Yeah. Kirsty, I really like in our paperwork course, we talk heaps about binary decisions. And with paperwork, you really do need to have binary decisions to know the flow of paperwork. And so we created a paperwork decision tree that is 100% binary decisions. At every point, there's only two options, and that tells you what to do with the piece of paper. And I kind of wish that the whole of life had a binary decision-making tree.
Of course you do. Because there's no rainbow in your world, and there's no nuance in your world.
But there is, and that's the problem. And so, you know, like, but when there are areas that it works for, use it. It works for paperwork. Awesome. If you join our paperwork course, you'll get that as a downloadable. It is black and white. And so when it comes to decluttering, use these tools to say yes, no, stay, go. Keep in this room, keep in another room. So rather than what room does it belong in, and you've given yourself 10 different options, it's does it belong in this room? Yes or no? Yeah. No, it goes outside the door, and then I'll deal with it later.
Yeah. And it is like thinking of that decision tree model, like, or a flow chart, if is another way of thinking about it, is going, okay, I just need to make the decision that's right in this moment. Stay or go. This room, not this room. Mine, yours. You know, is it, you know, because maybe the decision is this even mine to make a decision on? No, it's not. So it needs to go in the pile for somebody else to make a decision. But then that allows you to keep moving. And because the whole point of binary decisions is so that you can keep moving forward.
Yes.
And keep moving around in this case. Like, so if we're talking about, like, let's go really simple and go your utensils drawer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, rather than thinking about a whole room, let's just go really small, your utensils drawer. Do I need this spatula? Yes, I need this spatula. It states. Is it yes or no? Do I need it? Do I use it? Do I love it? Is it staying? Is it going? And then that allows you to keep moving on. You know, is this mine to, do I use the kitchen utensils? No, then I shouldn't even be making these decisions. I can move on to another drawer or another space in the house because it's not mine to even decide on.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
One of the decision-making tools that I have been known to use in my life when making life choices that I just was stuck on, you know how sometimes there's two good options, but what you're trying to decide is what is the right option, mm-hmm. not just a good option. And it's to throw a coin in the air and decide, okay, yes is heads, no is tails, and whatever it lands on, I'm just going to go with that decision. And what I find is while that coin is spinning in the air, your heart knows exactly what you want it to land on. So even though you've been unable to make a decision, sometimes knowing that the decision's about to be made for you makes you make a decision. So if you're unsure, can I challenge you to do the coin toss test? Throw it up in the air. You're trying to decide on a ring that you'll never, ever wear again, but is sentimental. Heads, keep it. Tails, it goes. Flick that coin and see if your gut responds one way or the other while it's in the air. Or maybe you are completely happy to just go with what it lands on.
So maybe we can talk about some of the binary decisions that, you know, where would we start? Like, because I'm just thinking, you know, is it mine, yes or no?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is it mine to decide on, yes or no? Like, yes, it's mine. Good. I can keep moving.
Yeah.
So what are some of those other binary decisions that we can, you know, does it belong in this room? Yes or no?
Mm. I think if you think, say, wardrobe, am I going to wear this again? Yes or no? The question is not, do I love it? Because you may love it, but it's two sizes too big.
Yeah.
Or you may love it, but it's got three holes on the back that you know you'll never wear it out in public. So will I wear this again? Yes or no? And so you could do multiple go-throughs with different questions.
Yes.
Will I wear this again? Yes or no? And then you pull out the no's. Okay, decision made. Does this fit me? And then no. Okay, you get rid of those. Do I like how this feels when I wear it? Yes or no? Okay, the no's go. So you can use it to do sweeps of an area, and that can really help if you're thinking of books, clothes, hobby things, things that you can kind of see that there's a lot of, but they all fall into kind of different categories.
Yeah. And because what we are wanting to help you to avoid in these binary decisions is, but I might, and or but I might keep it just in case, or that maybe pile.
Yeah.
Like it's, okay, what questions can you pose to yourself that is yes, no, like those real binary decisions rather than, oh, because people come up all the time with, but I might use it in this instance and I might use it when I've lost, you know, when I lose 10 kilos, I might wear that top again. Yes, you might, but do you wear it right now?
Mm.
Yes or no? Do you love it? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Like, and... yeah, and as it can be a flowchart. So, yes, you love it. Okay, it stays in the yes pile for now. Does it fit me? No. So then it goes in the no pile.
Correct.
At that point.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so on and so forth. So I like we really want to help you to not be stuck, to keep moving forward.
Another way that you can use binary decision making in your decluttering is if you have signed up to our weekly newsletter. If you haven't, you totally should. Just visit our website and you'll be able to sign up to that. But
A
pop up will appear before your very eyes as if we knew that's what you were going there for. But in our weekly newsletter, we actually have a micro declutter challenge each week. And that is part of binary decision making because we're taking away the I want to declutter, what should I declutter? We're just giving you an option, saying this week we want you to declutter tea towels and you can decide, yes, I'm going to do that, or no, I'm not going to do that. We're not saying pick a space, any space, go into your bathroom and pick anything. We're giving you a really specific black and white, no grey around the edges. This is the exact thing that we would like you to challenge you to declutter this week, and you get to decide yes or no. And then you get, hopefully you decide yes. And then you can take that motivation and that directive and actually go and declutter that tiny little space or that amount of things that you have in your house, like a tea towel.
And it is like it is micro. So we've got a whole episode on the micro declutter where we talk about lots of little things and how you can do that challenge. So we really encourage you to listen to that episode too. And just so you are encouraged, it is really micro. We're not saying get out all of your spoons and declutter all of, like, go through and declutter the spoons that you no longer use. It will be get out your teaspoons and declutter your teaspoons.
Yeah.
Get out your paper clips and declutter your paper clips.
Jobs that take under 15 minutes.
Yeah, and sometimes they could be a minute or two. Like, it can be really quick and easy. So we hope that you all enjoy that when you start seeing it in your inboxes.
Yeah, make sure you sign up. And it's the weekly newsletter is not a big chunk set aside half an hour to read through. It's a little message from us and some things that you might like to catch up on and tools and resources that you might like.
Mm. Have we got a review today, my friend? Or is there anything else that you'd like to talk about in regards to binary decisions?
Yes. I think when it comes to binary decisions, if you are really stuck at a binary decision and you're looking at something and think, I can't make a binary decision about this, maybe think, what would it look like if you made a tertiary decision about it? What if you gave yourself three options? What if it was op shop, return to mum because she might like it, or bin it? And so by giving yourself a third option, that might help you make a decision. If binary is actually becoming a weight and it's getting in the way of you making decisions, get creative. What could it look like? Could you make yourself, like, could you print out from our website the list of decluttering questions? They're on our Facebook page. If you want to go on there, you can just download it. Maybe the decluttering questions will help you when you get stuck on binary. And actually what you need is a whole lot of more in-depth questions that help you make a decision. So I guess as much as I am binary queen, I also know that sometimes it can be the thing that trips you up. We would love to hear your experiences of binary decisions. And if you've got any tools that you use, maybe in business you've come across tools and that might be helpful for the community. So do come over to our Facebook community and share that. The review today is, I love this name. It's from Crazy Jar Lady via Apple Podcasts Australia. So shout out to the Crazy Jar Lady. It's a review titled Awesome Podcast, and it's a 5-star review. She writes, I'm not quite rural, but regional, but I thought I would write a review anyway. So I'm guessing, Kirst, it was one of those times we said, hey, if you're rural, you need to write us a review.
Mm.
People are so awesome at this.
Yes.
She goes on to write, I've listened to this podcast from the beginning, legend, and have completely overhauled my house. I have laughed out loud heaps of times. As a mum of two boys, I find their stories relatable. I'm hoping to do the online course sometime this year to bring all of my hard work together. I cannot wait for Monday mornings. Yay, thank you. Your reviews, as we always say, just make our hearts sing, particularly for me in lockdown. Just send more reviews through, people. We want you to leave a review this week if you feel sad that Melbourne is still in lockdown.
Oh, that will give everybody permission to send a review. I was going to say, I send a review if you are like Amy and you love the black and white of life.
Yeah, so good. I love watching the rainbow in everyone else. But I feel most comfortable in the black and white. Hence why I was just on the line to the Victorian COVID hotline saying, tell me the rules. And they're like, we don't have rules yet. No. I'm like, I just want the rules.
Yes.
Yeah. So you guys are amazing. Kirst, you're amazing too.
Well, thank you. I know, but I'm really glad that you can see the rainbow beauty of me as well.
I can. And hopefully, did you hear the thunder in the background while we were recording?
No.
Oh, there's been thunder as well as this rain that's pelting down. So if you've been able to hear that, enjoy.
Yeah. that white noise behind Amy is the rain on her tin roof. So
my beautiful tin roof.
Yeah.
It's so the best.
We hope, Amy, that you can go light the fire or sit by the fire this afternoon and just stare into the nothingness of the fire and enjoy the sound of the rain on your roof as you breathe in and breathe out, knowing that you can only control what you can control.
Yeah, I can only control the binary decisions that I can control.
Yes, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
All of Melbourne we see you. And look, so much of the rest of the world is also in lockdown. So I see you, I feel your pain, and I held out for the 25 minutes we were recording to not eat chocolate, so I shall do so now. See you next week.
See ya. Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.